Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Lax Room Radio Experience. I'm your host, Dan Power, and you're listening to Laxville Live. Got a great show lined up for you today. The MCLA has finally gotten underway, much anticipated season. Going to recap some of the scores from week one in both MCLA Division One and Division Two. Do have to apologize. I've got a bit of an abbreviated show this week. Had the great opportunity and experience on this last Friday of welcoming our second little boy into the world, Theodore Roman. I was born on Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock, so we're still adjusting to life at home with two little boys running around. So we'll get back to our full feature show next week, but we do want to recap some scores for everybody in the world of MCLA. If you'd like to chime in during our show, talk about a game that you saw, our guest call-in number is 347-826-9095. Once again, that's 347-826-9095. All right, well, let's not waste any time. We had a big weekend in the MCLA Division One side, 35 games on the board on Saturday alone. Exciting action. I want to touch base on right away, right in the upper Midwest lacrosse league, the UMLC. This could be a preview of the MCLA Conference Championship game. Minnesota Duluth and Minnesota State University Mankato go head-to-head right away in week one up at the Shattuck St. Mary's Dome in Faribault, Minnesota. Great high school campus there. Shattuck St. Mary's is famous for its hockey program amongst other academics, notables of Sidney Crosby. Among other hockey players have come out of that high school, so it was fun to have lacrosse being played there. This was a great, great game, battle right down to the end. Minnesota Duluth squeaks out a W 9-7 over Minnesota State Mankato. Score, big old Nate Dopkins had two big goals for the Mavericks. Nate's come a long way in his career. 38 games played, 38 goals, pretty much a goal a game. Had 10 dimes onto that, 48 total points. Can't go wrong there. He's looking to have a great senior season. Got a chance to coach Nate. He's a good kid, good leader, and hope he has a good season. But good start for Minnesota Duluth, and it's just going to show the parity that's in the UMLC on the Division One side. And you've got Minnesota Duluth, Minnesota State Mankato going head-to-head right away, but you can't forget about the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. I know Rich Limpert was keeping a close eye on this game, I'm sure, as he's going to have to face each of these teams in very, very tough battles coming up. Moving on, we've got Battle of the Pac-10, Stanford at UCLA out in Los Angeles. Bruins squeaked that one out 11-7. Bruins get a big game of 4 goals and 2 assists from Carlton Kinesely, the graduate student of Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Talk about putting points up on the boards, 4 goals and 2 assists, leading the way for his Bruins in a battle. Pac-10 teams, great game. We got Auburn and Louisiana. Auburn gets a W on the board there, 14-8. Moving on to Kentucky and Miami of Ohio and Oxford, Ohio. Red Hawks win that one 10-6. Another Pac-10 battle out in Los Angeles. Looks like UCLA was hosting a nice little tournament there. Arizona State and the Cal Bears. Sun Devils get off the season to a good start with a win. We got Cooper Pickle putting up 6 points, 3 goals, 3 assists. Good start for him in his senior campaign out of Santa Ana, California. Always fun to watch the Sun Devils play. A lot of expectations coming out of Arizona State, and I think they're up for the challenge. They got a new coach and a new philosophy, and I think those seniors really want to get the job done and finish the journey with a national championship, and they're definitely off to the right start. Moving on over to Atlanta, Georgia, Central Florida and Vanderbilt go head-to-head. Central Florida comes on top in that one. Santa Clara and Claremont. Out in Claremont, California, Santa Clara went down 11-4. Got FMU Southern Methodist at Texas Tech. Mustangs putting a pounding 20-1. Wow. Talk about putting up some points there in Dallas, Texas. Southern Methodist. Wow. Plenty of big ones. Sonoma State and Simon Fraser. Boy, Sonoma State gets the upset 11-8 over the Klan. Boy, that was would have been a good one to see in Roanoke Park, California. Another Mountain West game out in Las Vegas. BYU and UNLV. Cougars handled that one pretty easy, 18-4. Good hearing that. Brandenberry has 13 saves in that game. So he was busy despite just the 4 goals being allowed. He saw a lot of rubber. He's going to need to see that once he starts seeing teams like Colorado State, Colorado, Arizona State. So he's going to look to have to be tested. And it looks like he was early on in the season and seeing those 30 shots. South Carolina and Central Florida. Now that one goes to the Gamecocks 10-2. In Moscow, Idaho. Idaho Vandals squeak one out over Division II MCLA. Western Oregon 15-12. Still, we talked about Western Oregon in an earlier show. How dangerous they can be because they play all these MCLA Division I schools and they almost squeak out one against Division I Idaho. So once again, Western Oregon's going to be very dangerous there. This one's a surprise to me out in Los Angeles again at UCLA. Arizona puts a pretty good whooping on the Oregon Ducks, 4-2. Just not quite sure what happened with the Ducks there. But then again, it's a long season, and I'm sure they will rebound for sure. Got Oregon State and Utah. Oregon State wins that one 13-2. Missouri over Kentucky, very, very tight. We'll call that one 1-0 and check on an official score there. And rounding out the final couple of games, Kansas gets a nice win over Arkansas. Texas A&M squeaks an order over Texas State. 11-10. And rounding out the last games of the Division I schedule in week one was North Texas putting up another 20 spot on Sam Houston State. Well, there you go, wrapping up the Division I. Scores from week one, very, very exciting weekend being capped by that great game of Minnesota State University Mankato and Minnesota Duluth. Bulldogs sweep that one out in a hard-fought battle, 9-7. Bounce over to the Division II side here real quick with the short amount of time we've got left here. Going Oklahoma over St. Gregory's 22-2. Sooners looking like they want to make a statement. Going over to Portland, Oregon, one team, Portland, puts up 14 on Whitman. Take it easily there, 14-6. Over in Logan, Utah, and rival Utah State go head-to-head. Broncos come out there 18-9. Boy, you talk about putting points on the board. Brian Scott, 6 goals, 2 assists out of Mill Valley, California. Wow. Talk about starting off your senior year on the right foot. 8 points. Just a nightmare for Utah State's defense. I can only imagine. Occidental sweeps a close one out over Biola, 13-12. Texas San Antonio gets a shutout over Dallas Baptist, 19-0. Grimm only saw 6 shots in that game, not very busy. Pacific over San Jose State out in Stockton, California, 12-7. Got a nice battle of California State schools here. California Santa Cruz and California San Morocco. San Morocco wins a very tight mid-game, 13-12. Great game. I wish I could have saw that one. Boy, that one came down right to the end. 15 saves and 17 saves accordingly. Wow. We got San Diego and the Channel Islands. I believe San Diego came out on that one 13-3. Too long ago, I think 2010, San Diego was Division II national champions in the MCLA. They beat my Johnnies out in Colorado for the national championship game and have since taken the step up to MCLA Division I level. Like to see them doing good things. Cal State Fullerton now gets a huge win over Cal State Long Beach, 27-3. Willis with 10 points, 5 goals, 5 helpers. Cole with 8 points, 4 goals, 4 helpers. Tons of points for Cal State Fullerton. A little bit of an upset here. I thought Northern Arizona would handle Fort Lewis a little bit better, but Fort Lewis comes up with a big score, 18-7. Georgia Southern gets a shutout against Georgia State, 22-0. St. Mary's gets a nice win over Humboldt State, 23-11. Tennessee Wesleyan puts up 21 over Davidson. And the last game of the Division II weekend was Abilene Christian 10, Incarnate Word 5. That was out in Abilene, Texas. Great start to the MCLA season. Just really excited to see how things season. It's going to be a fun season coming up. A lot of good games left on the board. Just checking out some games coming up this weekend. Got Montana and Utah out in Salt Lake City. That'll be a good one if you're in the Salt Lake area. Battle ACC foes, Florida State and Miami are going to knock heads on the campus of University of Miami. Colorado State and Connecticut, that's going to be a good one. I know Colorado State, they've got a lot to prove and some unfinished business there. They're going to play that on the pitch in Canyon, Texas. That would be a good one. Yeah, West Virginia and Wake Forest is always a good one for Duke, South Carolina. If you're in Iowa this weekend, head out to the University of Iowa's bubble in Iowa City and catch the Minnesota Golden Gophers and Miami of Ohio. That game is at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Be sure to check out the Golden Gophers. So I hope we get a nice win there. And the Battle of South Florida, taking field on the South Florida Intramural Fields in Tampa. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, catch Florida Atlantic and South Florida Bulls go at it. Well, folks, unfortunately, that is going to wrap up our abbreviated show this week. I apologize, but got to get to some family time here with the new baby boy coming this last Friday. We're excited to welcome Theodore to the program. Have to get him a lacrosse stick and get him some gear and duke it out with his older brother, Timothy, and we'll have some fun. Well, for the Lax Learn Radio Experience. This has been Laxville Live, and I've been your host, Dan Power. Thank you all for listening, and tune in to us again next week as we have more great action covering everything in the world of MCLA. This is Dan Power, and you've been listening to Laxville Live.